So because she was lying to me and because it was bullshit, when Allison started, well, I don't know which one it was, but somebody who looked like Allison screamed at me to go score some drugs for her because she expected me to fucking have to obey her, and she didn't understand. I didn't give a shit who the fuck she, I didn't know who was blackmailing her or fucking forcing her, but she was obviously subject to some sort of deal where somebody was telling her to set me up so that they could bust me. And number one, I don't like getting busted. Number two, yeah, I guess she shouldn't have lied to me. Number three, that wasn't even her. By then, she had been replaced. And if her fucking secret Masonic husbands were threatening her with taking her kids away if she didn't fucking get me to give her another sample so she could get me to be prosecutable after committing a crime and engaging in a second controlled buy. I don't know if you know what a controlled buy is, but here's a hint. You don't get a third. They don't need that. So when she started screaming at me to go get her meth, when I didn't know that she could fucking make it out of thin air, and I don't know if she could at the time, but she obviously had places to go to get drugs because she had been fucking doing them for 3 fucking years without telling me. So suddenly she tells me that I have to get her more drugs? Uh-huh. Yeah. So then I went to the most obvious place and the worst place to score a bag ever, and that's where I met Andre. And I love Andre. I do. He's cool. He's really cool. You probably haven't met him yet, right? How would he get to Serbia? And he enjoyed meeting me as well. And then apparently the next day, one of his friends was killed because they apparently they were, I don't know, but he told me that somebody he knew died, hit by a car, whoops, hit and run, dead. The implication being that because I made a big fucking scene and I had connections to something that was weird, somebody got killed. And that happened so that people like you and I are still insulated. And that's why certain people are in big fucking trouble, because whoever the fuck told Allison to do what she did didn't take into consideration that there'd be blowback that didn't include me going to jail and him getting a fucker. Oh, no. Some of the consequences included me figuring shit out real fast and relatively innocent people getting killed and Andre's friend dying. Could be. Or Andre told me that story is bullshit. I'm not sure. Fucking, you clandos are fucking, wow. I was impressed before. But that was a sobering moment, and my connection with that man has been forever altered and may never recover. At first it was great, shit. I could see why he gave me scopolamine and mouth raped me on camera and then never gave me another bag. I could see why that never happened. He never gave me a bag in the first place. Yeah, I could see why that happened, and I may spend the rest of my life making up for that, because I was horrified to learn that whoever the fuck was pushing Allison around was really that fucking stupid. And since I know who that was, yeah, I hope they do fucking prosecute his ass for being like the worst fucking douchebag ever for the DEA. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I know exactly who. I know exactly why. I don't exactly know where to turn him in at, and I wouldn't fucking bother anyway because I don't want to get involved. He's a fucking corrupt fucking fed. He needs to fucking get the fucking electric chair for what he did. And he's currently fucking Allison. So. Yeah, cool. I'm glad that you love me. Let me know how I can help. Thanks.